The move to bolster the Russian ruble does not appear to be working. Last night, the Central Bank of Russia raised short-term interest rates from 10% up to 17%. Interest rates in this country, by the way, are near zero. The idea was to prop up the Russian currency, but today the ruble dropped further to its lowest point against the dollar in 16 years. And at the heart of all of this, collapsing oil prices and Western sanctions over Russia's war with Ukraine. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now. Jason, first of all, explain what the Russian Central Bank was trying to do here when they raised interest rates by so much.
Well, Jeremy, first a little bit of background. Now, the economy in Russia had already been heading for a recession next year, and the central banks have been appearing hesitant in recent months to raise those rates because they're afraid of depressing growth. But what they did, and this is a really dramatic move, the central bank, as you just said, late Monday night, they raised its key interest rate by 6.5% to 17%. And that's all the more dramatic because the bank had just increased the rate by a percentage point last week. Investors saw that rise as insufficient to contain all this selling pressure, and the ruble's plunge is just continuing to accelerate.
Well, I guess what they're trying to do there is tamp down inflation, and they're seeing a lot of inflation right now in Russia. But as you say, the fear is that by raising interest rates, you actually do more damage to the economy. And what they did clearly does not appear to have worked.
Right. Well, and the central bank chairwoman, she said that the rate increase was aimed primarily at curbing rising inflation rather than steadying the currency. And she blames the ruble's weakness on low oil prices and Western sanctions.
Right. The two things we just mentioned a few minutes ago. And we're hearing that Russians are starting to react to all of this by stockpiling flour, salt, matches, other staples. They're also buying appliances, washing machines, and TVs because of fears of inflation.
That's right. That's the typical scenario when the fear of inflation takes hold. You know, there was a survey that happened last month, and it found that 45% of Russians say the weak ruble has had a significant impact on their lives. So what you're describing is very real and perhaps accelerating. You know, there are a lot of people who join the middle class but now find themselves unable to afford the latest smartphones, you know, furniture, you know, buying, you know, luxuries like, you know, cheese from France. It's a new reality that they're beginning to face. And, you know, the other thing that's happening is that some banks in Moscow and other cities are reporting a shortage of dollars and euros because so many of their clients are scrambling to get their savings out while there's currency still available.
Now, just a couple of months ago, we should say, when oil prices were up around $80 a barrel, the Russians were looking at a worst case scenario of oil falling to $60 a barrel and what that would mean for their economy. Now it has done that. It has actually gone below $60 a barrel. Is Russia prepared for a long-term economic crisis if that's what they're in for now?
That's a very good question because so much of their economy is and their and revenue, their GDP is dependent on oil and gas. So, you know, what I think is interesting here is that there's an analyst who's said that who put this together really nicely. He said that Russia's in the midst of a perfect storm. You know, the Western sanctions, oil prices down, interest rates high, and now with the economy falling back into recession, it can't get much worse for them. So the final step of the perfect storm would be, according to this analyst who comes from Julius Baer's Emerging Market Strategies, which says that the worst thing right now that could happen is that they would impose capital controls, you know, exchange controls to prevent people from buying and selling the national currency, the ruble.
And what does this all mean for the United States? The White House said today that President Obama is going to sign legislation slapping new sanctions on Russia and providing weapons and other aid to Ukraine. Are there downsides here, though, for the U.S. economy if the Russian economy continues to go down?
There's some, and we've seen the impact in the U.S. markets that can be partly attributed to this. But it seems like the U.S. is also seeing opportunity here because they've been trying so hard to get Russia to bend on certain policies. And, you know, they see that President Vladimir Putin is now in a pretty tough space, even though his approval ratings are around 74% at last check. You know, this is a dangerous thing for him to have this high inflation and an economy heading into recession. So in terms of the U.S. and you know, the typical U.S. consumer, you know, we don't buy that much from Russia ourselves. So it wouldn't necessarily have an impact in that way. But there's globally, there's a lot of concern right now about economies, developing economies that are starting to have a really rough year. They're shrinking. Their markets are down. And a lot of our 401k money is in stocks that are in these emerging markets. And so we could take a beating as well. We are taking a beating as well.
Well, and in fact, the stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial, not long ago was nearing 18,000. Now it's much closer to 17,000.
That's right. Well, a lot better our market than the market over there in Russia. Their stock prices have now plunged to levels that were not seen since the depths of the global financial crisis in 2009.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.